Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Emily Rausch-Bobles with Warren County Philanthropic Partnership about the upcoming grant cycle.
The grant application cycle is coming up for the 2020 grant cycle for the Warren County Philanthropic Partnership. Talk about this year's cycle and what people should know and expect for if they're applying for grants.
Yeah, we have three options again this year. Our community grants, which are anywhere from $500 to $5,000. We have a Trails Endowment Grant, which is specifically for Warren County Trail Systems, and that is for $500. And then this year we have our High Impact Grant again, only this year we have increased the amount from $10,000 up to $25,000.
Well, let's, before we get to the High Impact Grant, because I really want to talk about that increase, talk about the Trails Grant. I believe this was a project from a Warren County leadership class, correct?
Correct. Back in 2014, the Warren County Leadership Institute class created an endowment that would go specifically to help with maintenance costs for the Warren County Trail System. They did a fundraiser, they partnered with Rotary Club and raised money. However, we didn't have enough money in the fund to be able to pay out. But the 2019 class was able to raise the additional funds and bring the fund to fully funded, which is part of the obligations through the Community Foundation of Greater Des Moines. And now that it is fully funded, we are able to award a grant each year specifically for the trail system. Currently, that amount is set at up to $500.
All right. Well, that's pretty cool to see. I mean, direct impact from people in the community creating another fund there. Yeah. Talk about High Impact Grant. It was $10,000 that has been increased this year. Talk about that decision to increase that and what people should know.
Sure. We found that a lot of organizations were applying for the same types of projects that they are applying for the community grants. And it is very obvious the organizations need an increase in money. However, we're looking for a project that's specifically what the title is called, High Impact. We want to make a large impact on the community. Some of the applications for the $10,000 grant were, it was very obvious they needed the money, but it was a smaller impact in our mind, meaning that it only helped a small percentage of the population and perhaps just one town. We're looking for something that has an impact on the entire community, whether that has an effect on tourism or economic development, something that can help with the marketability of our county and help the cities and communities in the county perhaps draw more attention to our county. So we wanted to have a large impact, and we're hoping that some of the projects that have kind of been sitting out there and people have not been able to finish it because they just don't have that large amount of money, we're hoping that this will be just what they need to bring them to what they need.
Awesome. Well, that's good to hear as well. Talk about the grant application process when they open, what people need to do to apply for a grant, and there are some options out there to maybe help some people write some grants as well.
Yes, so our applications will be available January 31st, and the deadline is March 2nd. We have both an online application process and the option to print off the application and mail it in. For those that are interested in a high impact grant, they do need to submit an intent to apply form, and those are available on our website at www.warrencountypp.org. And those intent to apply forms just tell us a little bit about the project, and then we'll say, yes, this is a good project. We would consider that for the high impact grant. You're invited to apply. So that is not required for the community grants and the trails grant, and those applications will be available on, like I said, January 31st. We also have a grant writing workshop on that day, January 31st, from noon to 1 p.m. at the Indianola YMCA Community Room. And that is to help organizations understand how to apply for a Warren County Philanthropic Partnership grant. There are other grant writing workshops in the community that help with overall understanding of grant writing. This is specifically to understand how to apply for our grant, and that's open to any organization in Warren County or even organizations outside of the county if they have a project benefiting Warren County.
One final time, how could people get involved with the Warren County Philanthropic Partnership? It is the great organization, obviously helps out the entire county. If someone wanted to get more involved, who should they talk to? What should they do?
Sure. They can contact me. My name's Emily Rausch Bobles, and you can email emily@warrencountypp.org or info@warrencountypp.org. The options to be involved are, we are always looking for board members to sit on our board and help us come up with ways that we can better serve the community. We also have a committee that's specifically for reading the grant applications. You do not need to be a part of our overall board to serve on that committee. We have that open to anyone in the community who's interested in helping read those applications and determine where the grant money goes.
Once again, that was Emily Rausch Bobles with the Warren County Philanthropic Partnership discussing the upcoming grant cycle. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KMIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.